You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020 KDK at 712. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway, and it is simply being called now the Penn State University scandal. And the question has to be asked, how far is this going to go, and who else could end up being charged?
And it's, to my knowledge or recollection, the biggest black eye ever to the university and certainly to the football program. And there is a lot more to come. Now, that said, there are more Penn State alumni in this region than there are from the University of Pittsburgh, and it is a great, historic, and proud university.
Yeah, and quite a few of them. I've talked to several Penn State grads who are just angry. They're angry that, you know, this school that they are so proud of now is underneath this cloud.
And joining us from State College before her first class, she is also a student columnist with the Penn State Collegian, Emily Kaplan. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
So what is your just gut reaction to all this morning?
I think my gut reaction, I think, since it's all broke, is just disgust and embarrassment. Just kind of shocked that this could happen here.
And I think we should frame up, John, you and I were discussing some of the details of what that was presented yesterday.
Yeah, the grand jury presentment, if you read this thing and you go through in detail exactly what Jerry Sandusky is accused of doing, I mean, it's like mortifying.
But it's one thing to say that this happened, but the witnesses and what transpired after, apparently, is what's most disturbing to a lot of people, because some of these things obviously could have been stopped at some point.
Is that your reaction there, Emily?
Yeah, I think that might even be most of the campus yesterday was kind of saying the same thing, that it's really shocking and disturbing that something like this happened with a guy, you know, maybe abusing children. Well, it's even more disappointing and more disturbing to your mind is the fact that university top officials that pride themselves in terms like success and honor knew about this and didn't come forward to police.
In obviously a lot of the focus is going to be on Joe Paterno, and and have you read the pronouncement, the thing that came from the grand jury?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so you're aware of the fact that Paterno got the call about this, was told the details, and then passed it along to his boss. But the way I'm reading this, he really downplayed it when he passed it along to the athletic director.
Right. And, I mean, it's hard at this point to know what Joe Paterno actually knew and didn't know as far as details. But from what I understand, if he knew the extent of it, yeah, he did the right thing legally. I mean, he wasn't obligated to do much else. But morally, I don't understand how he couldn't do another step.
Or at least follow up. Now, we're talking about the one incident, and there are many allegations.
Eight victims.
But the one that Joe Paterno knew about because this graduate assistant witnessed.
Yeah, he walked in on it in the shower.
And saw this 10-year-old?
Right. According to the pronouncement, he says he saw anal sex being performed.
In the last building, which is Penn State locker room.
And then he told his father,
who said, go tell Coach Paterno.
Go tell Coach. Coach said, come the next day to his home. And then the next day, he had a conversation with Curley.
Right.
And
they took it from there. Emily, is there a feeling on campus that Joe Paterno should resign?
I think it's mixed. I don't know if students are quick to say that he should resign, but I think that they are starting to question of, who is this guy, and maybe is he not exactly who we thought he was, and is this really his time to go if he can't act kind of on something big like this?
What does this do you feel, Penn State's image down the road?
Oh, I think it, no matter what happens from here on out, I think even if people are proved innocent that are allegedly guilty now, to say Penn State will always be synonymous with scandal, and I think this totally tarnishes the brand of everything this university stands for so long. I mean, Southern Methodist University, the first thing you think of, scandal. Ohio State, scandal. These things have happened so long ago at this point, but that thing always kind of lingers with you, and this case is so much worse than the two cases I mentioned before.
I got to be honest, though, with you, Emily. You know, the Ohio State thing, some tattoos and that kind of stuff is a lot different than rape of a child by a former defensive coordinator of one of the most prestigious football teams in the country, and people knew some of what was going on, and nobody did anything about it. Really, I mean, can you imagine that in any shape or form, in any business or atmosphere or environment, where people would allow this to continue?
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Ohio State scandal this summer. We said, how could something like this happen? This is disgusting. Miami happened a week, like a couple months later. Oh, everyone, this is disgusting. College athletics is out of control. Then this happens, and it totally dwarfs all of that because it's so much disturbing in nature, so much more disturbing.
By the way, according to the pronouncement, when they did take action, they took Sandusky's keys to the locker room away. The incident was reported to his organization, the Second Mile, and he was told never to bring kids onto the campus again. But we're hearing this morning, Emily, that as recently as a week ago, he was still allowed to be using the university's facilities.
Right, I've heard that too. And if that is true, then that just shows that there's no accountability higher up at this university, which is really disappointing to hear.
You're going to hear, they're going to have to, John, they're going to have to clean house. They're going to have to clean house all the way around. You just don't overcome rape of a child. You just don't.
Yeah, but it's a little bit too late for students like Emily and others who will proudly graduate from Penn State, but always, as Emily, as you said, will have this cloud.
Much more to come. Emily, we appreciate you spending some time with us, and tell our audience where you're headed to your first class.
My 9:45 class is Joe Paterno in the media, so it should definitely be no one will sleep in today.
Well, he's facing the media today. It's been made clear to journalists not to ask about this, but you know journalists will. So we'll all be getting that reaction. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Emily Kaplan, student columnist at Penn State for the Penn State Collegian. 719 at KDKA. What do you think?